Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Knowing Christ Ministries half hour on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, we're back on the air. The last time we talked about the differences in theology between cat and dog people and the ability to use that to your advantage when talking to people about coming to Jesus. As I mentioned last time, I thought we'd get into end times, and we will in a few weeks, I promise. It's just not going to be today either. I wanted to talk about a bit about what we need to do before Jesus comes for us. But first, for those who didn't hear last time, there are a couple of announcements I want to make before I dive in. Number one, as much as we loved our apps on the Apple iOS and Google Android platforms, based on the cancel culture that's quickly turning against anything related to proclaiming Jesus as the Lord and Savior, we've decided to discontinue our apps. They were very costly to maintain and run on a yearly basis, and there was no guarantee as to when they'd be terminated. As a matter of fact, within days after we made this decision, Apple actually notified us that we were being bounced, although they did offer to continue hosting the app should we redesign and redevelop it to fit with their new standards. Nope. So to that end, we're also ceasing to upload to it podcast status for hosting on iTunes. And number two, especially based on the previous announcement, it's important for you all to know Blog Talk Radio still has maintained our entire archive of radio broadcasts since we started on the air 10 years ago. So to that end, tune in here. Please tune in here. Look through the archives, find a show you want to listen to, or start one of the many series, and please, please, please spread the word that Jesus is the way, the only way to heaven and to the Father. Okay, with those two major announcements out of the way, let's get into today's broadcast, and I'm keeping these broadcasts purposely very short. As I mentioned last week, Revelation 33 tells us Jesus will return, but we will not know the hour. Scripture says, remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. I think that scripture reference is wrong, but it's in Revelation. Anyway, although we will not know the hour, let me stress three things. Number one, it is coming it's coming soon. And secondly, people, you have to get ready. Number three, you must repent, as it says in Matthew 3:2. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And again, even Revelation tells us to repent. In the same line, it says we don't know the hour of his return. So let's focus on what we're talking about when it comes to repenting. And again, I'm going to keep this in plain English, nothing fancy, just scripture, just a little story that makes it very personal to me, and turn it over to you with maybe some questions you can ask yourself. We're not going to get into the Greek, Hebrew, Latin, or Aramaic. We're not going to talk about how many times scripture says repent. This is just plain talk from me to you. So let me give you a little backstory. And it's a little frightening to me to think that we're going back so far in my life. But some 45 years ago, when I was a freshman in college, I drove from my quiet home in the suburbs to a downtown campus. Along the way, come rain or shine, come snow, sleet, hail, extreme heat, or frigid cold, there was a little man standing on a wooden crate in the same location off the side of the road on the corner of a very busy intersection. And that little man was always shouting and waving his tattered leather bound Bible again and again, and doing this no matter what the weather, as I said, rain or shine, come sleet, snow, hail, extreme heat, or frigid cold, this little man standing on his wooden crate was always shouting the same thing. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, I witnessed this every morning, and folks would pass him and scoff, a few tossed down some loose change from time to time as if he was begging, which, I mean, he wasn't. Some avoided him entirely, thinking him a madman, and crossed the street at other locations. And to be honest, we would laugh and joke about him in the car that I was in, be it mine or the one we were in for my carpool, that he must have escaped from the loony bin and was off his meds. Now, as most of you know, I didn't come to know Christ until my 40s. So this happened at a time when I was just starting my personal descent into sin. Now, sadly, now I truly wish I could boldly walk up to that man and join him, offering my coat to him for warmth and taking up his Bible to proclaim the need to repent for all to hear, as perhaps his voice was wearing thin. I cannot tell you, people, how many times, and see, I'm getting misty right now, my voice is breaking up, that I think of that little man now that I know Christ and I know the true importance of seeking repentance and asking Jesus for repentance or forgiveness and then repenting. Even now, some 45 years later, I still wish I could talk to that sweet little man of God, that angel, and tell him how much his words mean to me and how memorable he was. And I'm telling all the world right now how memorable he was. For you see, for any follower of Christ, we must repent. Repent, of course, meaning turning away from. To repent of your sins means not just asking forgiveness, which we must do, but going forth and sinning no more. In John chapter 8, verse 11, what does Jesus tell the woman who is being stoned, having been caught in the act of adultery? Jesus telling her he didn't condemn her, he said, "Woman, go and sin no more." He didn't say, "Well, go ahead and continue to sin. I've forgiven you. Just go ahead and sin. And each time, ask for forgiveness and I'll forgive you again." No. He said, "Go and sin no more." Essentially, he said, turn away from sin. Repent. Turn away from sin and sin no more once you have turned away. I'm sorry if I'm yelling. Sadly, far too many Christians believe they can simply continue to sin because Jesus is love, as they've been told and they hear in the postmodern churches of today who do not focus on sin, but instead focus on Jesus is all about love. No need to repent. No need to talk about sin. The Jesus of love will judge what's in your heart. Well, folks, your actions follow your heart. If you continue to sin, that's what's in your heart, the sinful nature, not the love of Jesus. So let me ask you a very simple question. If you have a best friend, a husband, a wife, or a family member who has a sinful problem, perhaps such as adultery, is an abuser of self or others, has an addiction problem, maybe like pornography, do you just want that person to ask for your forgiveness for the hurt they've caused against you? Or do you want them to stop? Do you want them to turn away from the hurtful behavior, from the sinful behavior? Well, as much as you love that first person, and you may feel hurt and possibly betrayed by their behavior, remember, Jesus loves each of us at a level so far beyond the bounds of we can even imagine. We have nothing to compare. So doesn't it stand to reason that when that person or any of us sin, that Jesus hurts so very much more, that he feels betrayed by our behavior so very much more than we ever could by somebody else's behavior? So let me ask you, when we watch or otherwise encourage spirituality through mediums, the counterculture fascination with zombies and vampires and reanimation of the dead, remember, Leviticus 19:31 tells us we are defiling ourselves. We have to ask for forgiveness and truly repent. And we have to be on constant guard not to be drawn into what our society propagates as acceptable. Because what society says is acceptable is so very different than what Scripture tells us is acceptable and is acceptable in the eyes of God and Jesus. Remember, society is spiraling downwards at an alarming rate. So I implore you not to be drawn in and not to be caught up then in a sin and ask forgiveness. I truly implore you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, I strongly suggest you take some time to get as introspective as you can and examine those areas of your life where you may find yourself caught up in sin. Make a list, and from that list, for each item, write down methods you can use to turn from your sin and sin no more. If you need help or someone to talk to, you can always contact us at info@knowingchrist.com, and we'll be more than glad to help you. The road to true repentance is not as easy in our society as people may think. That's why we're caught up in a sin and ask forgiveness cycle, or we even think repentance isn't necessary because Jesus is going to love me because he knows what's in my heart. Being a 99% good person, well, we all have a sinful nature, but you need to repent. You need to repent, people. It is so critical. Remember, I always go back to, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't recall off the top of my head right now what the scripture is about how much more difficult it is for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than for us to get to heaven. So please, if you sin, when you sin, we're all sinners, I'm a sinner too, ask for forgiveness and repent. Ask him for help in identifying and pray for his help in showing you some sinful areas of your life if you can't recognize them yourself. And there's no harm in that because you may think it's so innocuous, you know, so something you take for granted every day because it's acceptable by society, and you just really, truly, in your heart of hearts, don't recognize it as a sin. I'm not trying to be snarky. I mean, there's some things we do. We just don't recognize our sinful compared to the standard that Jesus has set for us. So if you need help with that, pray. In all things, pray. You know, that's what we say all the time anyway. So remember, we are in the end times and we don't know the hour that Jesus will return. Don't be left behind. People, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So that brings us to the end of our show. For more information or to contact us, please email us at info@knowingchrist.com. You can also reach us at Facebook, at our ministry of Knowing Christ Ministries. That is our Facebook page. I suggest that you like us so this way you can be notified of any announcements that we have, any postings that I make, and certainly all the radio shows that we are continuing to do. I'm going to try and do this on a weekly basis. Same thing at MeWe. MeWe.com, MeWe.com. That's another social media platform we are on. The page for that is Knowing Jesus. And I'm not as good as I should be about posting notifications there about everything we do on Facebook, but I'm trying, especially now that we're back on the radio. So anyway, I invite you to join us next week when we talk about putting your house in order before his return. That's going to be an entertaining show, I guarantee it. So until next time, this is Dr. Danielle West reminding you it's not what you know, but who you know. For Knowing Christ Ministries, I wish you a very blessed day, and I thank you for listening.